Be sure to mark your calendar for October 24th, that Friday night. It's the annual fundraising gala and probably the biggest event of the year for the Sacred Heart University Discovery Science Center and Planetarium. It is the treasured pages of Fairy Tale Ball. And to talk more about this, Erica Eng is back with us, Executive Director for the SHU Discovery Science Center and Planetarium. Erica, welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Melissa. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And I love talking about the SHU Discovery Science Center and Planetarium. And for people who have not been, in fact, it was in my news actually recently. Didn't you guys just unveil a new exhibit?
We did, yeah, for the first time ever. Yeah, we have some live animals here that are all nesting animals. They all lay eggs, and it's basically all about how dinosaurs and their practices for their egg laying, you know, and how those adaptations have actually stuck around for billions of years and are still used today by animals who lay eggs, all
That's
different ones
so
from
cool.
skinks to snakes to chickens.
That's amazing. I love that. Yeah, I saw that, and I think I put it in my newscast when the day of the ribbon cutting. So congratulations. And
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I think it's exciting. I think whenever you have new exhibits, and who doesn't love dinosaurs? Come on now. I mean.
Exactly. We were like, bring back the dinosaurs.
Right?
It's gotta happen. Yeah.
Seriously, I love that. And for people who have not been to the Sacred Heart University Discovery Science Center and Planetarium, what, in your professional opinion, makes you guys unique, different, a fantastic experience for the whole family?
Yeah, well, I will say, you know, more recently, in recent years, we've definitely scaled up. So we're definitely more of an all ages situation now. So everyone who comes here, from the littlest scientist to grandma and grandpa and everything in between, are going to find something to talk about here. We really try and create that connectivity and creativity so that, you know, those conversations can happen across generations. We have one of the highest tech planetariums open to the public around. So we're really excited about some of the new content we have being released later this year. So stay tuned for that.
That is exciting. And yeah, we've been to the planetarium so many times, and most recently actually for birthday parties that Chase
awesome.
Has been invited. But yeah, it's really cool. It's a very neat experience.
Love
and I love that you guys still have that and that it continues to grow. Erica Eng is here, Executive Director for the Sacred Heart University Discovery Science Center and Planetarium. Let's talk about the annual fundraising gala. It's coming up Friday, October 24th, 7 to 10 p.m. First of all, the event, I mean, it sounds like something, you know, that is really unique, elegant, and a great experience. Treasured Pages of Fairy Tale Ball. Tell us what people can expect throughout the evening.
So this is our fourth year running with our annual masquerade that we throw. It's a gala event, so it is a, you know, a higher end sort of formal wear situation, but we always add that masquerade component. So this year it's a fairy tale ball, so folks are encouraged to, you know, obviously, you know, wear their formal wear, but that can be accompanied by a crown, or you could come in as your favorite fairy tale character or anything in between. It really makes for an amazing vibe, and I promise everybody comes in something. You won't be the only one.
I love that. So guests can wear, you know, full on, I mean, would you call it costuming or theming? I mean,
yeah,
what should people wear?
Attire. Yeah, so we say like formal or fantasy, right? So you could anything and anything in between. So whatever, you know, whatever you're feeling like, as long as, you know, you'll be comfortable in anything from formal wear to, you know, if you've got your white rabbit, Alice in Wonderland,
I
you know,
it.
Little Red Riding Hood. I mean, you can go back. We've got a whole room dedicated to the cow jumping over the moon and Goodnight Moon and all of that. So
I love that.
We have a beanstalk. We have, I mean, if you've ever been to one of our events, we go deep. This is our exhibit team shining. They just that's their moment to show off.
I love that. And I mean, again, we have Erica Eng here, who is the executive director for the SHU Discovery Science Center and Planetarium. They've got their annual fundraising gala. It's coming up on October 24th. So make sure you get those tickets. So fairy tales and science. How did you come up with this theme? Because, I mean, I can kind of gather, you know, some similarities between the two. But you tell me, Erica, how you came up with the theme of fairy tale.
Listen, we were going down looking. We were going down our list. We try and keep a rolling list of, you know, theming ideas that come from all over, mostly from our attendees, right? We like people having sort of a stake in what it is that we do here. And the fairy ball has been really popular because of all of like the fairy books and stuff that are out right now. Fantasy is really big in the literary genres right now. So we thought, since we have dinosaurs and dragons happening in our gallery already with our brand new exhibit, we thought that might just be the answer this year. And so fairy tales are the stories created to explain the unexplainable before scientific method, before we were really finding out these things. So they were used to fill gaps. They were used to teach lessons. They were used for all kinds of things. And so storytelling is where science begins. It's the most important part. And now, more so than ever, the storytelling behind science is so important so that people really do understand what's really happening in all of these spaces.
I love that. And I want to make sure that people know what the money is going towards. As mentioned before, probably the biggest event of the year for the Sacred Heart University Discovery Science Center and Planetarium. Where does the money go?
Absolutely. The money goes towards our programming. So all of this, what we're raising money for is specifically for our exhibits so that we can build out programming to keep Fairfield County on the cutting edge of, you know, science right now with AI and all of the new platforms coming out. It's really hard to keep up with. And so if we can keep our exhibits cutting edge so the public can continue to interact with them, we'll be able to keep up with the scientific Joneses, so to speak, so that folks will know what they're looking at and our kids can make discerning decisions.
So where can people go if they want to buy tickets, Erica? You still have tickets available?
That's right. There are still some left, though we are actually selling down. So make sure you get on that website. It's www.shudiscovery.org.
Okay, shudiscovery.org, and you can go and buy tickets. And is this, I would imagine, you know, gala, where we are talking adult only, right? I mean, we're not bringing kids to this.
Yes, ma'am. This is a 21 and over event, and we have, but the idea is it brings out our inner child. So everybody, everything is themed from the food, from the drinks. There's tons of food and drinks. We have some awesome sponsors this year. We have so many activities. So as you move through, this is not a sit at the table and eat your rubber chicken and listen to the awards. It's a very short program and a long night of enjoying the museum and interacting with our staff and our exhibits and some really fun surprises.
I think that's important to know what you can expect in that evening. And so
yes.
Certainly make sure that you get online to shudiscovery.org. Again, SHU is S-H-U for Sacred Heart University, shudiscovery.org. And make sure you buy your tickets. This is going to be a really fun-filled night. And again, all the proceeds going back to the programming and so much learning that goes on at the Sacred Heart University Discovery Science Center and Planetarium. That is happening Friday, October 24th from 7 to 10 p.m. Erica Eng, always a pleasure to connect with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Likewise, Melissa. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. We hope to see you out there.
Yes, it sounds like it's going to be a magical evening. Treasured Pages, a fairy tale ball happening Friday, October 24th from 7 to 10 p.m. The proceeds going right back to the Sacred Heart University Discovery Science Center and Planetarium. That is happening again Friday, October 24th from 7 to 10 p.m. Be sure to get your tickets online right now at shudiscovery.org.